Host documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent. We're live online at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
All right, we're going to start hour two of the El Paso History Show with an El Paso History Moment, produced by Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission. And her story today is about 300 soldiers and their families who surrendered to the U.S. Army at the border in 1929. What was that all about?
The exodus to El Paso. War was again raging across the river in Juarez in 1929. But this war was the Cristero War, a rebellion against the Mexican government set off by religious persecution of Christians, especially Roman Catholics. Federal soldiers in Juarez find themselves outnumbered by Cristero rebels, and the generals decide to surrender. But they did not surrender to the rebels. Rather, they surrendered to the Americans. Over 300 troops and family members and baggage cross the Santa Fe Bridge in Del Paso and are loaded onto trucks and escorted to Fort Bliss. But it was not long before the soldiers and their families were repatriated to federally held Sonora, Mexico. This was an El Paso History Moment. I'm Melissa Sargent for the El Paso County Historical Commission.
This El Paso History Moment is brought to you by Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Go online to sargentinventoryservices.com.
And also you can go online to elpasocountyhistory.com. That's a new website. Talk about the website, Rick.
No, I'm lost here, man.
No, you're not. It's right at the bottom of the page with your name on it.
I'm sorry. My pages got mixed up. We've been bouncing all over the place here. The next County Historical Commission meeting is coming up. It's going to be it's actually every second Monday of each month. Next one's going to be March 14th. And I want to invite El Paso to come down and join us. It's always a great meeting, and we're always wanting to see people come and see what the commission does. It's held at the United Bank of El Paso del Norte, downtown branch, 401 East Main Street. And if you want more information, you can call Bernie Sargent at 915-581-7920.
That's always a good meeting to go to. We'll see you at the next one, Mr. Rick, because you are a commissioner.
I am.
Indeed. All right, moving on to the business at hand. We've always thought in El Paso that we were unique for a number of reasons. When I was growing up as a kid, I do recall somebody saying, there's gold in the mountain. Like, really? What kind of gold? And they said, well, maybe it was there naturally, but certainly people were putting in gold into the mountain to hide it. And I wonder, what was that all about? So I started looking into it, and I come across something called the Legend of the Lost Padre Mine. El Paso does have a mountain called the Franklins. The Legend of the Lost Padre Mine is a major part of our lore. The question is it part of our history? So we're going to talk about that today on our second hour, and also about some treasures in southern New Mexico with a guy who has actually been out looking for all of that stuff. And his name is Ron Shade. Good morning, Ron.
Morning.
Welcome here. Turn that thing on and say hello. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
There you go. Talk about that far away from here. Also, you brought your wife, Sylvia. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you're part of this as well, I can tell, because you're here.
Yes, I love to support my husband in the things that he does.
Well, good, because he's as crazy as I am, I think. And so that's two of us. And I have a wife who also supports my crazy stuff. Ron Shady, tell us about your story, because you have a shop. You grew up in El Paso looking for the mine like I did. You now have a shop in Las Cruces because you want to get closer to another mine. What's going on with you?
Well, when I was younger, I was hunting the Lost Padre mine. And I was always up in the Franklin Mountains. And as I got older, I ended up in New Mexico. And I ended up looking for the Lost Adams diggings.
What is that?
The Lost Adams diggings is, they made a movie about it once. And the movie was McKenna's Gold. And it was in the 60s.
That's the same place.
That's it.
Well, they knew where it was for the movie. Do we know where it is now?
I believe we do.
Oh, okay. So we'll talk about that as well. And if we run out of time, I'm going to ask you to come back and finish that story, because the stories of lost treasure and lost gold are just amazing around here. Let's take on the first one. What do you remember of the J. Frank Dobie book, that story of the lost Padre mine in El Paso? Did you go over that much?
Not a lot. I went looking for it a lot.
But because
and I remember the story that I went by in the 60s was from the mission in Juarez that you could see the mine opening from the mission, and vice versa, you could actually see the mission from the mine
if you were there.
Right.
So that clue good does us what?
And it what?
What does that clue give us?
Well, if you can find the mine, then it's got to coincide with that. A lot of the stories and a lot of the people think that it's in the Oregon Mountains, but none of that lines up. It's all got to line up.
Well, there's another story about a bishop named LaRue, or a padre named LaRue, who came out of Chihuahua.
Right.
And his story was that there was a one-day ride out north of El Paso, there was a lost padre mine that he wanted to find. That is a different lost padre.
Right.
As far as I'm concerned. And I know the mine is what was lost, but I like to refer to the padres as being lost. Because I think the one we're talking about, the big one, there's that one of LaRue somewhere in the Oregon Mountains. There's another one where the initial cache, shall we say, of stuff in the mine was brought here with Oñate. Because right. Oñate had to cross the river to take possession for the king, and he had to have his fortune with him, so he brought it. But instead of dragging it all the way northern New Mexico, he stashed it in the Franklins. So there's another story there. Another one is the main one of the Pueblo Revolt. Tell us what you know about that one.
Well, the Pueblo Revolt of 1680... I believe that when all that happened, that they removed a lot of the church artifacts from the mission in Juarez, and they hid it in the mine up in the mountains, in the Franklin Mountains, and that's the one we were always looking for. And we actually, in the 60s, we removed a clay wall that had been sealed up in a mine we had found. Up on the mountains.
Roughly where? Because I'm not going to ask you to tell us where it is.
Well, it's on the southern tip of the Franklins.
So it's somewhere visible from the church.
It is.
Ah, that's what I was curious about. Well, the thing about the Lost Padre mine is supposedly it's there because they were afraid of being attacked by the Indians that they were attacked by initially up in Santa Fe, Albuquerque. Somehow they talked those guys into letting them go. So here comes a whole bunch of Spaniards down the Rio Grande, down the Camino Real, heading to El Paso. They think there might be refuge here. And they weren't sure about what the Indians were behind them.
Right.
So they cleaned out what did they do on the way down? They cleaned out churches and houses?
Yeah, and they buried a lot of it.
Up there or here?
Up there and down here. They buried it.
So when they got...
Buried it and sealed it up.
So when they got here, is that what you think is some of the Lost Padre Mine stuff?
Yes.
In the J. Frank Dobie book, there was also an idea that there were some documents that the Spaniards had, some codexes or something fabulous like that. Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have.
Tell us more what you know.
Yes, I've heard that the Padres had removed all the gold. I can tell you an instance of it. My partner, Paul Hale, I was hunting the gold with him up at the Lost Adams diggings. And what happened here was he was around Santa Fe, and he stopped by a church, and a padre came out of the church. And this was probably in the 50s. And the padre asked him if he had any metal detectors or he was good at finding metal in the ground. And Paul did, of course. And he got his metal detector out, and he walked around with the padre out in the field. It's way out in the middle of nowhere, and he hit a good hit of metal. So then he went on out, and he got his equipment, and he started digging, and they came up on a set of doors in the ground. Apparently the church had been burnt down. The old church had been burnt down. So they dug down to the doors, and they cleaned it out, and then they opened the doors, and the it was full of church gold.
Wow. I'd love to have been there with a camera.
Oh, yeah. He said it was full.
Well, people are going to argue about the artifacts, who owns them. I want to be there with a camera. That's my.
I'd rather be there with a wheelbarrow.
But see, you're going to meet all the lawyers for the Catholic Church one at a time in court. Yeah. That's our stuff, they're going to say.
Right.
So in the meantime, I want the video. But that's one story you've heard there.
Right.
The thing about the Lost Padre mine that's been intriguing, I remember going through the newspaper file in El Paso, and I found a notice from 1950. The Catholic Church in Juarez was asking people to go over to America and look for their gold.
Really?
There's another one where in about that same era, the El Paso Chamber of Commerce said, bring your shovels to El Paso. Come dig on our mountain. Look for our gold. And so, you know, they were offering that service on a piece of land they didn't own. That's one way to put it. The other thought is that you can stand in the mission either at the ground or in the tower and see the entrance. And weren't there some specifics? It had to be a certain time of day?
Right. I heard 12 o'clock. I heard it was noon. And I heard that it was in the bell tower.
You have to be in the bell tower.
I heard the bell tower.
Now, what happens today if you climb up into the bell tower of the Guadalupe Mission in Juarez, Mexico? What happens? Supposing you can get up there, what do you see?
Oh, I would believe that you could still see it.
What you see is the site of the next church, because in 1954 or 6, there was another church built. Oh, we lost your chair. Well, there was another church built north, and so now it's blocked. Yeah. However, we did go take some pictures, and I put some pictures. Where did I put those pictures, Rick? Have you seen where I put those pictures? I put a couple of pictures of a couple of things on the El Paso history on Facebook, if you want to take a look at that.
Okay.
One of them is a view. Now, here's another one, Ron. This is Ron Schotte in here talking about where's the Lost Padre Mine, and he's also an expert on the Lost Adams diggings. Is that how you phrase that?
That's it.
We may have to talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But I put some pictures on El Paso history on Facebook. One of them is a map that's carved into the ground. And I can't read it, but we took a picture of it. It's on there. I have no idea what it means. It looks like Spanish markings. The other one is a picture from the ridge of the mountain in El Paso looking east toward the back of the A Mountain. There was a guy in about 1902 who says he found the Lost Padre Mine. And his name was Chris, C-R-I-S-S. And what he did was he climbed a mountain, and he was trying to get backers to help him. So he would put notices in the newspaper, we're going out this weekend, come take a look. And what we found is somewhere up in this area behind the A, between the A on the mountain and the ridge, is where he was digging. So I have a picture now on Facebook on El Paso History that you can go take a look at that and see where that area is. It's a little unusual, but that's also a rugged area up in there. Now, did you ever go up into that area?
I've been up there.
Tell me what you're thinking up in there. You think it's more down toward the front?
Yeah, I think it's down towards the southern tip more.
There is a street named the Lost Padre Mine.
Right.
Have you been on that street?
Actually, I have, yeah.
Do you know what was going on there before the development occurred that got the street name? 1967, give or take, a couple came in out of nowhere and said they knew where the Lost Padre Mine was located. They went over to that location and began digging. And they had a big trench. They found something in the bottom of it. Next day, they're going to come back and dig it all up. City of El Paso shows up and says, that's an illegal dig. Cover it up. They covered it up and left town. And we chronicled that story in the video I did 15 years ago called Legends of El Paso's Mountains.
Uh-huh.
So that story's in there. Also, the story that you can see the entrance to the mine at a certain time of day. Some of the guys at UTEP Geology think it's the equinox in the winter, and that somehow that actually manages to show up the mine. Anyway, a lot of stories here. Ron Schotte's in the office here, so to speak, and we're going to talk more about this. We're going to take a break here and do some trivia, Rick Kern. But, Ron, we're also going to get to what I guess is probably your better story, is the Lost Adams diggings.
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're going to get to that in a minute. Rick, did you put that picture on?
Yeah, I put two pictures up there. One of them is the what they call a classifier, a gold classifier, and it was found at the digging site, and also a pendant that's really cool. It's got a picture of an eagle in there, and Ron said it might be Aztec. Don't know the you know where it, what it actually is IDing there. But
we'll get to that after
we'll get
the
to
break.
That, yeah.
But also, you got pictures now on Facebook, and where's the El Paso? History Radio Show?
Paso History Radio Show site.
There we are. Okay.
Yeah.
Time for a break here. By the way, I want to thank the guys in the control room one more time. You guys keep doing a great job in there. Here comes another bit of business to do. We're going to do the trivia question. Rick, are you ready for that?
Yeah, let's see here. What do we got? We got what church is part of the Los Padre Mine legend?
Oh, did we talk about that yet?
No.
Yes, we did.
Oh, we did?
Yes, we did.
I must have been sleeping on that.
Yes,
one.
You were. You were taking pictures.
Ah.
But that's what we got here. And also, run through the DVDs again. What's left over there?
Let's see what we got. Left. We got...
Talk to the mic.
Mexico Revolution Sites in El Paso, Gunfights of the Old West, Ghost Stories of El Paso, Volume 2, Legends of El Paso's Mountains, and El Paso's Historic Sites and Markers.
Okay, the other option is a $20 gift certificate to Tosca.
That's right.
So we have two questions coming up. First guy on the phone gets them both, or they can pass it to the next one.
Exactly.
Question number one is...
What church is part of the Los Padre Mine legend?
We just talked about it. How hard is this, right?
You want number two also?
No, don't say that one until we're ready. Okay. So now, how do they find it? How do they get that food?
Well,
the DVD?
They get hold of Shelley at 544-5876, and she'll tell you how to do it.
915-544-KTSM.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. Open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tosca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
There are times when you go, wait, let's take inventory here.
Too many times we lose touch with the things that we love.
I've lost a kid or two along the way. Who hasn't?
But that is not how it has to be, my friend.
No, sir.
You can take us with you anywhere you go using our free iHeartRadio app.
Your phone becomes the radio and bam.
We're still here.
You can take us with you everywhere.
Any station, any city, anywhere that you get a signal.
It was incredible.
Open our free iHeartRadio app today.
Or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Are you ready to take your education to the next level? Arizona State University now offers more than 100 top-tier degree programs, 100% online. With ASU's highly ranked online programs, you'll earn the same degree as our on-campus students, with the ability to learn wherever you want, whenever you want. Same world-renowned faculty, same leading education, same global recognition from one of the top universities in the world. Call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
I'm Jamie from Sherman Oaks, and I just graduated with my degree from Arizona State University. I chose ASU because I received the quality education I deserve in the major I wanted, all from my home.
Jamie's not the only one to earn a degree from ASU. There are over 100 degree programs offered 100% online from one of the top universities. Now's the time to learn more about earning your degree online from Arizona State University. Call 1-800-400-4231. That's 1-800-400-4231.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
Safari Club El Paso presents its 13th annual banquet and fundraiser, Safari Nights. Join SCI at the Almeida Shrine Saturday, February 27th. See over 30 outfitter booths, including wildlife artists and outdoor equipment specialists. Tickets available by phone at 478-8505 or online at scielpaso.org. Doors open at 5 p.m. More guns, more hunts, more games than ever before.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping in my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches, I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep.
When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
MyPillow is the official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. MyPillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every MyPillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. Go to MyPillow.com or call now to order one of MyPillows. When you do, I'll give you a second one absolutely free.
Call 1-800-480-1941 and use the promo code IHEART.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles, by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments, and by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, Rick, do you know where the Lost Padre Mine is?
Well, you do.
You're not telling me. I know that for sure. Let's talk about something else here. Oh, next week. Well, we're going to get back into treasure hunting, perhaps. We'll see. Next week on February 27th, our guest is Jim Eccles. Now, he's an author of two recent books, Pocket Full of Rockets, History and Stories Behind White Sands Missile Range. And he wrote a second book about the Trinity site up there. That's the location of the detonation of the first nuclear bomb ever, that we know about anyway. Jim has a million range stories, as he calls them, because he was for several decades the public affairs officer of White Sands Missile Range. And Rick, you'll be back next week for that one, huh?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that one.
That one's going to be a hoot, because he's got stories all over the range, the summer treasure stories, all kinds of rockets went off wrong and right. March the 5th, we got in here a guy who knows a lot about El Paso history. His name is in the news, Jim Tolbert. Yeah. And Jim is an old friend of mine. He also went to high school with me. Or I went to high school with him, pick one. He's a community leader. He knows a lot about our history. Jim Tolbert in on March the 5th. March the 12th, it's going to be the Keystone site, 5,000 plus years old, and it's on Donovan Drive. What do you got over there?
Well, you know, at the Centennial Museum in Chihuahuan Desert Gardens at UTEP, there's a new exhibit. It's called UTEP's Faculty Member Nine's Year of Research in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Since 2007, UTEP's own Eli Greenbaum, Ph.D., a noted herpetologist and associate professor of evolutionary genetics, has been traveling to the rainforest of the Democratic Republic of Congo for search for and find new species of reptiles and amphibians. With all the Congolese research team, he has collected and analyzed thousands of samples for DNA research and discovered scores of new species to science. The exhibit's already started. The opening reception's already happened. It happened on February 11th. But for the exhibit, Emerald Abyss, 9 years of research in the Congo, it's on display right now through April 30th at the Centennial Museum. I encourage everybody to go check this out. It really looks good.
All right, trivia questions being what they are. What do you got in the way of trivia, Mr. Rick?
Well, the trivia we've got, right now we've got one on the table. What church is the part of the Lost Padre Mine legend?
We told you 9 times what it was.
Yeah.
So we got 3 full phone lines, and we're going to ask them what they think. Should we go to that?
Let's do it.
Paul, we got you on the radio. Paul, what's your thoughts?
Hey, I think it was the Church of the Guadalupe.
Yes, sirree. That's exactly right.
You got it.
You're supposed
right.
to be either in the bell tower and or the front door. You stand there, you can see the entrance to Lost Padre Mine. So you got that one right. All right, what do you want, the $20 worth of Tosca food or a DVD? Pick one.
Oh, I'm hungry. I'll go with the food.
Tosca food for you. Now, you can also be a nice guy and or a guy who won the first question. You get a chance at the second question or pass it on. The phone lines are full.
Oh, well, I don't know what the question is.
Well, okay, but I'm not going to tell you until you tell me you're going to take it or not.
Oh, I'll pass it on then.
Very good, then. Hold on. Shelly will come on and tell you how to pick up your $20 gift certificate to Tosca.
Let me make a comment.
Sure.
That was a great interview with Fred Morales.
Thank you very much. Fred is a good guy.
Yeah.
Crazy as we both are, I understand him, you know? Thank you very much. Now, hold on. Don't go away. All right, see, I'm looking over the phone. I got to punch the right button over here because otherwise you go into nowhere. All right, going next to the next question, Rick Kern, next question.
Name the native spirit that supposedly guards the Lost Padre Mine.
Well, you know, this is one we haven't talked about. Ron, you know this one. Don't answer it. You know the native spirit that guards the Lost Padre Mine in El Paso? No, he's thinking about it. It's in all the legends. It's in the lore. It's in the J. Frank Dobie book. And name the native spirit that supposedly guards the Lost Padre Mine. We have not talked about that yet. But we're going to go to our next caller, which is Garrett. Garrett, got you on the radio. Good morning.
good morning. Yeah, this is Garrett. Enjoy the program.
Thank you.
Are you asking me that question that you haven't talked about yet?
Yes. I am asking you a question on what is the native spirit that supposedly guards the Lost Padre Mine in El Paso.
Oh, boy. I didn't hear that part. No.
We didn't say it yet. I'll give you two DVDs if you can answer this.
Yeah, I bet.
But no, you can't do that.
But you got to do it now.
Now's your moment.
Yeah, you can't go research it.
I'll have to pass it on to the
next caller. Well, thank you for calling up. I'm sorry we sandbagged you this slightly, but not really. If you know the legend, you know the deal. Thank you very much for playing along there. All right, let's move on to... wait a minute, I put him on hold. I got to put him back. It was on... I don't know what I'm doing in here. These phones are brand new, kind of fun to play with, but not that much. Okay, moving on to Art. Do we have Art on the radio here?
Hey, how you doing?
Surviving, sir. And yourself?
I'm all right. We're here parked at going to the zoo. Beautiful day.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Do you have a history of the Lost Padre Mine?
I do have a history. I belong to Remember in El Paso.
Uh-huh.
But this one, you got me. I'm going to be honest. I knew the first one, and this one, the native spirit, the guards, I don't know.
Let me give you one clue. There's an outline of an Indian on the top of McKelligan Canyon, if you look at it correctly. What's the name of that Indian in the outline? Okay, still no. All right. Well, all right, I'm sorry it didn't work out for you.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right, you take it easy. Thank you very much. Well, nobody got that, so I will tell you. Do you know, Ron? That one is called Chitawa. C-H-E-E. Pickett, T-O-W-A-H, and that's in the J. Frank Dobie book. It is.
Yes, it is.
Oh, so there's. The spirit was Chitawa, and so in that case, we'll keep the DVD. I'll give a DVD to Ron. How about that? All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and talk about the Lost Adams diggings. That is something I'm not familiar with. We've put pictures on Facebook. Rick, what are those pictures?
Yeah, we've got a picture of a, what you call that thing, a classifier? Ron?
Classifier. It's a gold classifier.
Yeah. It's an old canteen you punched holes in.
It's made out of a Civil War era canteen.
And you put water in it and a gold...
No, you put dirt in it, and you classify all the big stuff off of it, and then you pan the lighter material
for the gold.
Now, you have a piece of gold you got here.
Yes, I do.
You better watch that, because it almost went in my pocket. But it's a tiny little piece of gold, and how much is that worth?
Not a lot. Probably about $30.
But you found it up in the hills above the lake, right?
Yes.
Up in which Caballo Lake, or which one was it?
Caballos.
All right, folks, we're going to go upriver for the next treasure story. Call us up if you like, and use this here phone number or Facebook.
544-5876, 544-KTSM.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. ephistory.com.
All right, let's open up there, Dave. Yes, you have the worst cavity I've ever seen before.
Oh, that explains this horrible pain.
Okay, then, have a good day.
Well, aren't you going to fix it?
Oh, no, I'm not a dentist, just a dental monitor.
Monitor?
I don't fix cavities, just let you know when you have them. Like I said, it's a pretty big hole.
Why monitor a problem if you don't fix it? That's why LifeLock does more than free credit monitoring to protect you from identity theft. We not only use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a range of identity threats. If you have a problem, we have a U.S.-based team of specialists who'll fix it. After all, plaque attacks are nothing compared to the identity theft that 1 in 4 people experienced last year. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, protecting your identity is pretty painless. Your molars are a different story. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Sign up now and get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS.
The El Paso Municipal Court announces Amnesty Week, February 22nd through March 5th, 2016. People who pay their traffic or city ordinance warrants voluntarily will have the warrant and collection fees waived. On delinquent parking citations, the savings will be in the delinquency fees. Payment can be made online or in person Monday through Saturday at any bond office by cash, check, money order, or Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. By mail, make checks and money orders payable to City of El Paso Municipal Court and mailed to El Paso Municipal Court, 810 East Overland, El Paso, Texas, 79901. Mailed payments must be postmarked between February 22nd and March 5th. The El Paso Police will follow up Amnesty Week with a concerted warrant roundup campaign to arrest traffic warrant holders and boot cars with delinquent parking citations. The municipal court does not want to see people arrested, so please take advantage of the Amnesty Week. To find out if you have a warrant, call the municipal court at 212-0215 or log on to elpasotexas.gov.
This isn't a commercial. It's a gift to anyone who's sick and tired of dealing with their hearing loss. Because we'll give everyone who calls a risk-free trial of a life-changing hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Not only that, we'll also give you free shipping and free batteries for life. But you must call now. 1-800-913-2759. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. So if you're sick of dealing with your hearing loss, let us give you a 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-913-2759. That's 1-800-913-2759. 1-800-913-2759.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Jackson here. Rick Kern is in for Melissa. She's on assignment, so we're going to tell you together what happens this week only in El Paso, Inc. That's your cue.
Why some El Paso businesses are worried about changes to the overtime rules, who gets it and who doesn't.
All right. Also in the ink, what's missing from the new Tornillo Port of Entry, besides truck traffic and toll takers?
And how cabs and Uber could compete head-to-head in El Paso if City Council says okay.
El Paso Inc. is online, elpasoinc.com, available for home and business delivery by calling the secret number
534-4422 to subscribe.
No longer secret, Rick. There you go. That's what you got there. All right. Moving back to the history we have at hand. We do have a caller on the line. We'll go to the caller named Connie. Connie, you're on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
I have a question on the Bennett-Stephenson line. Mine up in Oregon, New Mexico.
Okay.
On Highway 70. Do you know anything about it?
Oregon, New Mexico on Highway 70.
Oregon Mountains.
Oregon Mountains.
I know a little bit of it. The Stevenson Bennett mine, they were mining that at the turn of the century.
Yes. Do you know any more about it? I'm a descendant of the Stephenson.
Oh, are you? I don't know a lot about it, though.
But where is it? What was it?
It's a big...
It was a mine. He was a miner, okay? And it was the Bennett mine was off of Highway 70, off of Highway 54.
Well, those are two That's different right. highways. Those highways intersect in Alamogordo. I'm not sure where you're talking. You know, over by the missile range, you can drive through there and see tailings. As you're driving from Las Cruces to Alamogordo, you look left toward the north. You can see mine tailings that were way old, because that's not something gone on the last 60 years for sure. So there's
right.
mine shafts all over the place. That one, I don't think we have a handle on that one completely. Do we, Ron? Ron Shoddy
no,
is the guy in here. Also with Sylvia, and she has some ideas as well, but not on this one. I'm sorry, we don't know that one, Connie.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, you take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
I found the right button on that one. All right, we're going to turn our attention to New Mexico now a little bit more, because one thing that Ron Schotte has done is taken a serious look at the Lost Adams diggings. What does that mean? Where is it? And you moved from El Paso to Las Cruces to get nearer to them, correct?
Oh, yes. I moved there in 87.
Tell us your story. What's the deal?
And I'd been up in the mountains prospecting gold. I started prospecting gold many years ago, and I decided to go hunt gold up in the Silver City area. And I made my rounds that day and went on over to Dattle area and went on around, and I was getting a little gold here and there. And then I came back and I ran into El Paso, and I ran into a...
Yeah, watch bang on the table.
Sorry about that. I ran into a friend across the street and from my dad's house in El Paso, and his name was Paul Hale. Well, he'd been looking for the Lost Adams diggings for about 4 years before I got together with
him. So you two guys are from El Paso, but you're looking for the Adams diggings, which are generally where?
Well, Arizona and New Mexico claimed the Adams because nobody's ever found it.
Oh, so who the heck was Adams?
Adams was a freighter, and he actually was freighting in between Tucson and Los Angeles in 1864. And he was camped out in front of the fort in 1864, and he woke up in the morning and his horses were stolen by the Indians. So he rode after the Indians and he got his horses back, and then he came back and his wagon was being burnt. But he had a lot of horses, and there were some miners there at the camp. So they started saying that he had a lot of horses there. So they made a deal with him that if they let him use the horses, they would go to a rich gold vein up in the mountains. So they ran into an Indian. His name was Gautier, and Gautier said that he could take him to the gold up in the mountains.
Gautier?
Gautier.
Okay.
Yeah, they had cut his ear.
Oh, the ear. Okay.
And that was what his name was Gautier.
Okay.
So then they took off, and there's all these landmarks you got to go by to find the Lost Adams diggings.
Always, yeah.
You know, you've got to go through the plains, and you've got to hit a stream bed, then you've got to go to the Pyramid Mountain, and you've got to go to the Pumpkin Pit
whatever, yeah.
Patch. And they go through all of these...
With clues.
Clues to get to the gold. And then one day they were getting gold. They were all getting a lot of gold. And then they sent half of the people out, the prospectors out, to get gold up in Fort Wingate. Well, they came back. They were coming back, and they got massacred by Indians coming back into the camp. And there was a German. He was the only one that got out with 10,000 in gold. And then... Adams, by the time he found out that that part of the party had been massacred by Indians, then the other half of the team was massacred by Indians at the campsite. And Adams got away from there, and then years later he had to come back, and he was looking for the gold, and he could never find the gold again.
But he had been there at least once? Himself?
Yes, he was. He was there getting gold with the other prospectors.
So he goes back years later and can't find it?
He can't find it.
Why
he was,
do all the stories he end was like
a,
that?
He was a freighter.
Yeah.
You know, but he was getting a lot of gold. And then he ran into, in Magdalena, he got into some trouble. And there's another guy, his name is Lewis. And he got him out of the trouble and started hunting with him, trying to find the Lost Adams diggings. And see, that's where it comes back, because we were finding all the... We got up there, me and Paul, and we found a spoon, and it's got a gold map on it. It's got a map to the treasure. It's on a spoon. We dug it up near the fireplace, and we found all the landmarks. And the landmarks are the Pumpkin Patch. The landmarks are the Zigzag Canyon. And there's a house near Rock House that I was metal detecting up on top. And I hit a can in the wall, a good hot spot in the wall, and it has Lewis and Pettibone's initials in the wall, so we know that they were there. We have physical evidence of Lewis and Pettibone being there.
Roughly where are you talking about?
Central New Mexico.
I mean, can you give me better coordinates than that, or would you rather not?
Well, it's in the general area of the very large array.
Oh, okay, so you go messing around a government bunch of toys, you get in trouble too over there.
Right.
Yeah, don't do that. So what's the point now? Can it still be searched for?
It's all on private property.
But I mean, if you know the people, you could do it. And you have brought some artifacts here that you put on the table.
Yeah.
We put pictures of those on Facebook. And by the way, if anybody wants to continue this discussion after the radio show, we're all going to go to Pepe's and sit out there at Pepe's in Canyatillo. What's that address, or Rick? You have it handy?
I don't have it in front of me.
6761 Donovan. So after the show, we're going to go out there. I'll get out there by about 12:30. Ron Schotte and his wife, Sylvia.
Actually, the History Channel called Ron twice, and they wanted to do a segment on him about all the artifacts and all the things that he had found. And the only thing that is stopping Ron, and he had assembled a group of people to assist him with it, and it's like a... Klondike channels and things like that, or that which you see in the History Channel. The only thing that stopped him are the landowners. That's the only stopping stone. But they called him in December. They told him, listen, we're talking to the landowners. It's looking good. Assemble your group. And he had individuals who are willing to give up their time, take off from work, and do this. And then at the very last moment, like I'm talking about 2 weeks prior to him packing up, leaving, and everything like that, it was canceled because the landowners nixed it.
Well, there's that. Okay, so this is Sylvia Schotte. You pronounce it Schotte. S-C-H-A-D-E?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Sylvia, you have part of this history as well.
Well, I've watched my husband, and I watched how intense he is about this, because it's just like people say, once you see gold, it's always in your heart. And we could be sitting there, and he finds gold in Caballo Lake, by the way. He metal detects, and he looks around. And once you find gold, it's in your heart, and you never stop.
Then the gold fever hits in. Ron, would you tell everybody how much you've put into this and how it's not just something that you just start deciding to do? It's pretty expensive, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We have about $300,000 into the probably 13 years experience. And with the agreement that we had, we could only make $500,000. So actually, we were into it for the historical value of it. We have found all the landmarks of the Lost Adams diggings. We have physical evidence of it, which nobody else in history ever had, was physical evidence. And a lot of work. I spent years in the library researching the Adams diggings.
Somebody just posted, it was Barbara. She just posted she sent it to me as a private message. There's a map of what you're talking about. Here's the pumpkin patch. There's a map.
That's probably Allen's map.
Is that? Take a look at that right there. That just came in.
Oh yeah. That's a famous map, and that lines up. There's another map also, and it's called Allen's map.
Barbara, go ahead and put that on your main page so everybody can see it. That's an interesting map. So this has been a big deal for a while. You've written a book about it. What's the name of the book?
Return to the Lost Adams Diggings.
And your book is available now to purchase?
Yes, it is. It's on Google. And
do you have a few copies today with you?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so if we go to Pepe's, you'll sign a book, sell it to them at Pepe's today.
Yes, I will.
And it's called The Lost Adams Diggings?
It's called Return to the Lost Adams Diggings.
Interesting.
And it's by Richard French.
And who's he?
He's the author.
But, I mean, who's he in relation to you?
He had written a book, and it's called 4 Days to Fort Wingate, and he was behind us in time looking for the Lost Adams Diggings. And my partner, Paul Hale, had called him up and talked to him about the Adams Diggings, and he came out with us a couple times, and he looked at all the landmarks and what we had found, and he was the authority on the Adams Diggings before we got into the picture.
All right, we're going to take a break and come back. Well, one more break, right, Sergio? All right, let's do that now. 544-5876.
Break.
Feed your passion at Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria. Open for lunch and dinner at 4017 North Mesa. Try the white and red pizzas, signature pasta dishes, fabulous salads, and a special list of wines and craft beers. Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria has free parking at 4017 North Mesa. Bring your family or have a group meeting at Tosca for a simple or elegant lunch and dinner. Or get it to go from Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria, 4017 North Mesa, 532-2700.
Tackle even the toughest landscaping or excavating jobs with the SK850 Mini Skid Steer from Ditch Witch Sales and Service in El Paso. The SK850 features the industry's greatest power and lifting capacity, and Ditch Witch durability is built into every machine they make. Ditch Witch now sells subsite electronics that are compatible with most other drill rigs and are developed and manufactured along with all Ditch Witch products right here in the USA. Call 821-4477 or 800-444-7569 for Ditch Witch Sales and Service. 10033 Railroad Drive, just north of Loop 375 in Northeast El Paso.
Steak? I thought we were on a budget.
What do you know about it? You're just my wallet. And if I eat another fish stick, I'm going to grow gills.
I hear you. But how about a vacation?
I thought we were on a budget.
I've been doing some research. If we book on Allegiant, we can totally afford it. You deserve a break. I deserve a break. Listen to your wallet.
Thanks. And sorry about what I said before.
Hey, you're only human.
How are the kids doing?
Grandma made them pancakes.
Ah, it's so beautiful here. I love the sun. The weather is...
Too bad you couldn't leave your wallet with Grandma, too.
That hurts. I heard that.
Just kidding. Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from El Paso International Airport to San Diego, California, one way as low as $69. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. At Allegiant.com, prices are so low, you just have to go. Must be purchased by 2/29/2016 for travel by 8/14/2016. Price reflects purchase by debit card. Purchase by credit card subject to surcharge not to exceed $8 each way per passenger. See Allegiant.com for details.
Hey, your microphone's blowing up. You might want to get it. Thanks to Spreaker, now your cell phone is a microphone, giving you the power to broadcast your world to the rest of the world. Spreaker lets you pre-record podcasts or host your own radio shows live from your computer or phone with guests and live callers. And it's all free. Just go to Spreaker.com, set up an account, and you're ready to record. That's Spreaker.com. It's time to broadcast your life at Spreaker.com.
Now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. And now, here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Well, I sort of figured this would happen. We have too much information and not much time.
We need to have these guys back.
Well, not only that, I think what we're going to do today, we're going to go out to Pepe's and talk about this some more. If anybody wants to join us, buy your own lunch, but the conversation is free. 6761 Donovan. We're going to go out there, and Ron Schotte and his wife Sylvia are going to be there with us. We're going to talk about this kind of stuff. Ron, you also, we didn't even mention the fact that you have a store. Tell us about that.
Yes, it's Ron Southwestern Treasures. It's in Las Cruces, and it's on Solano, 301 Solano, North Solano, number 8.
And today you're not there because you're here.
Right.
Otherwise, you're always there. If you're
That's
out,
right.
Unless you're out looking for treasure.
That's right. I like going looking for treasure.
Well, what's your phone number, Sylvia?
It's 915-539-0773. Also, I'd like to let you know that we have the books available there at the store. We've had individuals that come in, they meet Ron. He sits with them for hours at a time, and he will talk history as much as you like.
We'll do that today at Pepe's. Bring your books out there. Buy a book from Ron today. He's going to have some out there. And this is the book is about the Lost Adams diggings.
Yes, it is.
Maybe you and I should collaborate on a book on the Lost Padre Mine. That is another whole subject we can get to again. We
might. Yes, it would be.
Can we have you back at some point? We talk more about this stuff.
Absolutely.
I'd be glad to.
Because I think we just barely hit the surface. Rick Kern, this has been fun.
It has been. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thanks for being here. Next week, you're going to be back.
Yeah.
Melissa's got another assignment next week, so we're going to keep going and doing this stuff. And the El Paso History Radio Show is a program that's a bit unusual because we have so much history here. And that's why we do this. We think El Paso should be known for its history, And we're going to do everything we can to make that occur. So here we go. In the meantime, we'll see everybody next week on the same time, same station. We're going to talk about the White Sands Missile Range.
That'll be fun.
Otherwise, EPHistory.com, if you want to buy one of our DVDs. And that website will be revised soon. It can't get any worse. We're going to get better. So there you go. All right, today, Pepe's. Be out there, Ron. Thank you much for coming in here.
Oh, thank you.
Sylvia, good to meet you.
It's been wonderful. And one thing we do love about El Paso and that your program is history. History has to be repeated and repeated in order for the younger people to learn it.
Well, we're here all the time, so we're going to keep doing that. Everybody else, we'll see you next week right here on the El Paso History Radio Show.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. We hope you'll join us again next Saturday morning, 10 to noon, and be sure to tell a friend about us. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. By Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. And by Tosca Stone Oven Pizzeria at 4017 North Mesa. Thank you for joining us from the studios of News Radio 690 KTSM AM El Paso.
Hi, everybody. This week, we made it official. I'm going to Cuba. When Michelle and I go to Havana next month, it will be the first visit of a U.S. president to Cuba in nearly 90 years. And it builds on the decision I made more than a year ago to begin a new chapter in our relationship with the people of Cuba. You see, I believe that the best way to advance American interests and values, and the best way to help the Cuban people improve their lives, is through engagement. By normalizing relations between our governments and increasing contacts between our peoples. I've always said that change won't come to Cuba overnight, but as Cuba opens up, it will mean more opportunity and resources for ordinary Cubans. And we're starting to see some progress. Today, the American flag flies over our embassy in Havana, and our diplomats are interacting more broadly with the Cuban people. More Americans are visiting Cuba than at any time in the last 50 years. Cuban-American families, American students, teachers, humanitarians, volunteers, faith communities, all forging new ties and friendships that are bringing our country